This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Spraggin' the line, brought to you by Canada. Even they would take a sprag pick over swag coming to them.
Canada loves me.
Double cum.
Yeah.
That's usually what you aim for.
It is. Do it again. Spraggin' the line, brought to you by food. That's all I learned. I guess there are worse answers than a sprag pick.
I'm so hungry right now.
Nice little scoop play there.
Stomach has just been growling for 45 minutes.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Political Ads. You should place all these bets because Sprague has always been fighting for the middle class.
He's been doing it. That's all I care about is the middle class.
Is anybody fighting for gambling on college sports? Because they'll get my vote if they are. Is that candidate out there? Sprague and Line brought to you by the tradition of beating Jonathan Smith. Go Ducks. Sprague and Line brought to you by Sprague betting on the Beavs when they lose to Colorado State.
Oh. I picked against him in our big peepees.
You did. I'll never forget when you guys went there with Gary Anderson in game one and lost at Colorado State.
I finished Hood to Coast. Me and Crawford went and watched at Seaside Brewery, and we were devastated. It was like, oh, we're not just going to lose. We suck.
That was not good. And then it all
went downhill. I went to the USC game 4 weeks later.
You did.
And they got their asses handed to him, and he quit.
Yeah.
He straight quit.
Swinging Line brought to you by Dak Prescott.
Yeah, here we go.
With another unfortunate sprague pick. Sprague Line brought to you by 1-800-GAMBLER. Denial isn't just a river in Egypt. Give us a call, Sprague. We're waiting. Spring and Line brought to you by Hey Dirt. I used to shove you in the locker in middle school. Who knew your payback would be losing my money on your terrible betting advice?
You used to get shoved in the lockers?
I did not get shoved into lockers, no.
Were you a shove people in the locker person?
No comment. Spring and Line brought to you by Sprague's new Velcro Skechers and elastic jeans, combined with his newfound battery collection. His transition to old man will officially be complete.
It's so sweet.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Swag's excitement to enter Canada, the only thing more disturbing than Sprague's gambling logic.
Ah, Canada loves me when I come.
One more in here. Sprague and Line. Brought to you by J.D. Vance. Sprague also thought the rules were we weren't going to fact check his picks. Well done.
Hey, no, you don't check my
record. Hey, you don't do that on me. Here's how we did last week, folks. Swag and I 2-1, Sprague 1-2. I hit on the Ravens, -2.5 Sunday Night Football, and the Jags, +6.5 against the Texans. Lost on the Steelers. Sprague, you hit on the Cardinals, Commies, over a 50.
Yes, I did.
Had a tough beat in the Falcons game. And the Seahawks did not cover against the Lions.
Pardon the language. I know some youngsters are skipping school for the Duck game, but that. Yeah. That Falcon Saint line just kicked me right in the nuts.
That one hurt. And swagging on Rutgers Friday night, lost on Oregon in the 25.5 against UCLA, and then hit on the Panthers Bengals over of 47. So season standings now stand at you and Swag tied in first place at 6-9.
Look at us. We're 69 guys.
You're 69.
Well, we can get to 500 this week.
3-0 week away from 500, and my 2-1 weekend has brought my impressive record up to 5-10 now on the season. Only one game.
33%.
On your heels. Swag, season standings, first pick is yours.
All right, we will start late Saturday night riding on the woke train.
Yeah.
They're getting 10.5. Miami, if anything, always seems to play close games, finding a way to keep their opponents in it. The trick will be if Mendoza cannot throw the inopportune interception, but I believe the hard-hitting Cal Bears will force a couple of fumbles.
All right.
And be able to keep it close. I have 10.5 right now.
Yep.
I will take the 10.5.
10.5. Okay, Sprague, first pick.
I'm a little concerned about Buffalo's defense on the road at Houston. They lost Taylor Rapp last week. We know they've been banged up on that side of the ball. Look, they played about as poorly as you could. They had opportunities, but they could not execute against Baltimore. I think this is a good bounce-back spot for their offense to play better, but I think their defense is a little open here for Houston to kind of move the ball around offensively. I'm going to play the over. I think this is a 27-24 type of game. Buffalo scores points. Houston gets off the schneid a little bit, looks good. I'm going to go 27-24 type of outcome. I'm taking the over of 47.5 in Buffalo, Houston.
Yeah, Buffalo, Houston. My first pick, I'm going to go early Sunday morning to London. Hello, governor. And look, I don't care. It doesn't make sense. Too many people in the public like it. At what point are we going to actually acknowledge that Minnesota's a good team and they're beating good teams week after week after week? I think the Jets are a bit of a dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. Minnesota's got a great defense. They're laying less than 3. They just got to win by a field goal.
It's a 2, yeah.
Two. And so I'm all over Minnesota. My favorite bet of the weekend, Vikings -2.
Well, we'll move this along. I don't know how you can pass that up. I don't know what the Jets offer to make you think
defense.
That this is going to be
defense.
Yeah, and we've seen Minnesota be able to handle good defenses. So, no.
Okay.
No, I think we're underestimating how good the Vikings defense is.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on.
Who? Vegas.
Who's underestimating? With a
Vegas.
2-point line?
Two. Should be 7.5.
Okay, guys.
Should be 7.5.
How many dumb England games have we watched
9.5. Should be 10. Double digits.
And how many times does the undefeated team eventually lose a game and you go, oh, that's the game they lost? Like, I'm not saying you're
not
wrong.
Not the Vikings. They're going undefeated.
I like that you're going bad boys for life here. Will Smith,
yes.
Martin Lawrence thing. But the idea that the Jets can't win this is kind of funny to me.
They can't. It's
every
impossible.
Week we do this.
It's impossible.
Okay.
Guaranteed win.
Beat the books. I am going to go with a line I've liked since it opened. It actually dropped rather quickly. Kansas City's a good team. We know this. They're hosting Monday Night Football this week. I also think the Saints are good-ish. They've lost 2 in a row. They lost a heartbreaker last weekend. Kansas City's winning, but Kansas City's not blowing people out. I like the Saints getting 5.5. I'm taking Saints +5.5 Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. I'm going to continue on Sunday, a game that we talked about, and a team we talked about a few segments ago in the pressure cooker. I think the Cardinals suck, and I think the real Cardinals are starting to show up week in and week out. Kicked myself all week. I love the Niners laying the big wood against New England last week. They ended up blowing them out. It was like 20-0 halfway through the first quarter, it felt like.
The big wood's still in here?
The big wood is still in here. I'm laying the wood. San Francisco -7.5. I was hoping it would get sub a touchdown this week, but it hasn't because people are smart and they're gambling on the Niners, and I think they're finding their groove. Cardinals suck. Give me Niners -7.5 against Arizona.
I'll stick in the NFL. I don't know if you've noticed, but the Rams have the worst rushing defense in all of the NFL. How healthy Jordan Love is, I don't think is relevant. If Malik Willis has to come in and they run the football, that's perfectly good. They are just a field goal underdog. That will probably end up being a Packers home game.
Yeah.
Into a certain respect, down there at LA, I will lay the 3. I like the Packers on the road.
Okay.
I'm going to do the dumbest thing I could possibly do. I mean, I did gamble on the Giants a couple weeks ago, and they should have won that game. Kicker. I'm going to take a team everybody's abandoned. I've not lost the locker room is usually quote for I've lost the locker room. Apologies here, but we get weird on Sprague and Line.
Yeah, we do. They won me a bet last
Jags
week.
Jags are off the schneid this week. Jags -2.5 against the Colts. And my best hope is that I see that report, Anthony Richardson scheduled to start. That's if right. It's Flacco, I am terrified. Yeah. But I'm going to take the Jags to get off the schneid at home, -2.5.
Well, you think gambling on the Jags is dumb. Here's my last pick of the day. Let's see if I can top it. I think Miami's toast. I think they're done. I think the locker room has quit. Their quarterback play is the worst it's been in the end. I mean, just horrible. New England's terrible, too, but they're at home in this game. It's essentially a pick-em. You're telling me New England can't beat Miami? They can't even beat Mayo Boy at home, and Mayo Boy doesn't even play. New England wins this game 10-8, I'll go, or 10-7, and they cover the 1.5. Give me New England -1.5 at home against Miami. On Sunday, Spreaking the Line, brought to you by Softy, the only thing Dirt likes less than Brandon's picks.
Wow.
Spreaking the Line, brought to you by delicious three-egg omelets. Yeah, I said it just to make you more. We're hungry.
So hungry.
Recap of the picks quickly. I am on the Vikings -2 Sunday in London. The Niners -7.5 against the Cardinals. Pats -1.5 against the Dolphins. All favorites. What could go wrong? Sprague likes the Bills. Texans over 47.5. Saints +5.5 Monday night. And the Jags -2.5 against the Colts. And Swag is on the woke train Saturday night. Cal +10.5 against Miami. Minnesota in London against the Jets -2. And the Packers -3 at the Rams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.